Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great morning, isn't it, honey?
Yes. Wonderful. Fine. Awesome. Oh, my God. You know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer had a quote, and this would be a good time for us to give it before we talk about the way God designed city planning. And that is, he said, your life as a Christian should make non-believers question their disbelief in God. Now, that's a powerful statement. And listen, unless you're centered on Jesus, which is what we're talking about, be centered. Unless you're centered on Jesus, there's no one who's going to question anything about their life. So you've got to get centered up. You've got to stay with him.
You know, if we're just like everybody else, it doesn't make you think about that.
You know, it's funny. There's plenty of books out by Christian authors that say we should be emulating the culture. No, the culture is negative. The culture is sick. The culture is unrighteous. We don't need to emulate the culture. We're supposed to be culture changers.
Right.
We're supposed to be centered and focused on the Word of God. That's the most important thing that we're going to get in our lifetime. And it's the most important thing we're going to do. And so that's why, you know, this is so important. In fact, Jada, we're going to go to Numbers 2. In the Old Testament, God called for his people's lives to be centered on him. And in Numbers chapter 2, we see the picture. Now, here I'm going to give it to you very quickly and briefly. But you had the tabernacle in the wilderness, which was the tent that Moses had put the articles in. And then outside of that tent, at a distance, were three tribes on the north, three tribes on the east, three tribes on the south, and three tribes on the west. Except for Judah was camped around the tabernacle, but the others were out. But they were all centered on the tabernacle, where God would be the center. They camped on all sides of the tabernacle under their family banners, but at a distance, okay? So the tabernacle was the center. Everything was centered on the tabernacle, or literally, it's centered on God. It's how God designed city planning, with everything focused on God. Now at the center of our towns are city halls. So it's political. Our businesses. So it's retail. It's a picture of political power followed by economic power. And so cities are no longer centered on God. And that's the reason that we wonder why people have forgotten. Churches, Jada, you made mention of this earlier in our conversation while we were warming up on the sideline. You made mention of how cities, you could go to the downtown part of cities, and that's where the old churches were. Everything was built around that. But now we've moved to the suburbs. And it's no wonder we've forgotten who God is. We're no longer centered on God as a nation. We're no longer centered on God as a community. No, we're centered on politics and economic power. And so that's not how God designed things to be. And so, you know, listen, it's not saying that... either one of those is evil. They're both necessary, obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But God would prefer that we were centered on him. Right. And that's why he designed city planning like he did. That's how all the old cities of Israel were designed. God would have been at the center.
Right.
And that's the most important thing there is. So we need to have people around us, honestly, Jay, that are going to keep us centered.
That's why
Hebrews 12:1-2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher
of our faith. The author, the writer of it, the creator of it, and the finisher of it, the one who finishes the work that's in you.
Yeah.
The author and the finisher. You know, our focus scripture this week has been Psalm 118:8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And it doesn't mean you don't ever put confidence in a person. But what we're saying is that people are fallible. People will promise you things, and then for whatever reason, whether it's deliberate or not deliberate, people fail us. And so, yes, we should get to know people and then we can trust people. But the one who is infallible, the one who is always faithful, the one who always comes through is our Heavenly Father. And we need to put our trust, our faith, our confidence in Him. And to do that, we have to be centered on Him. And that's what we've been focusing on this week, is being centered.
And you know, Jay, the premium benefit of staying centered on Jesus is perfect peace.
Yes.
We find that in Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on
That's
you.
Right.
So you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you lost your peace. It's time to go back to God. It's time to refocus and recenter ourselves so that we can have the outcome of peace. And, you know, you watch, you know, whenever your mind drifts onto things, you know, economically, you know, the strike, people started going, once again, no toilet paper. Can you believe this? And it's all because people are focused on the news and they're not focused on God.
But, you know, I was having a conversation with your mom, my mother-in-law, last night. And she said, but, you know, that shows you when people go and pile up something like that, what they're showing is their own selfishness.
Yeah.
I need to get what I need. It doesn't matter what the community needs. It doesn't matter what my neighbor needs. I need to pile up 5 packages of toilet paper because it's all about what I need. And it kind of shows where we are. And putting our trust in what we can do for ourselves rather than putting our trust in our Father.
Yeah, you're right, Jay. And so we need to have faith in God. You know, if the economy collapses, we're $40 trillion in debt. God has the ability to take care of His people if we'll stay focused on Him.
That's right.
I realize that's a difficult thing for people. But, you know, who's your source? You know, I like John 3:30. You know, what keeps us from being self-centered is that Jesus has to increase in our lives and we personally must decrease. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
Right. And you know,
the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God.
That's right. You know, the person who said that in John 3:30 is John the Baptist. When you think about it, John the Baptist is probably the second, maybe the third. Paul's probably the second most famous, right? If you say Paul, everybody knows who that is in the Bible. John the Baptist was right up there. John the Baptist had a ministry before Jesus started. So he could have been prideful. He could have said, I'm the one that started all this. I'm the one that started getting people to think about you, Jesus. I'm the one that did this. I'm the one that did that. But yet John the Baptist, like I said, who was probably second or third most famous name in the Bible, he says, Jesus must increase while I must decrease. My pride has to go down. My ego has to go down. It's not about me. It's about Jesus.
That's right.
You need to look at that as an example.
You know, and this, when we decrease and we are looking at Him and allowing Him to increase, we're removing the self-centered part that comes built into humanity. Being self-centered is not something you have to practice. It comes standard equipment. What you have to practice is to not be self-centered. And, you know, your ego must leave and your center must be Jesus. So your ego is nothing more than self-centeredness. And so if you ever question something, then you should go to the center of it, you know, which is what we're talking about right here. You'll find answers in the center. So put your trust in God, not humanity. In fact, here's some words. I like this, Jade. I'll give the first one. You give the second one. But the first word is, ladies and gentlemen, write the word sin down. And let me ask you, S-I-N, what's at the center of sin? I, self-centeredness. Go ahead.
That's good. The second one we have here is lie. If you look at the word lie, L-I-E, what's in the center of that? I. Typically, when we lie, we are doing something for our own benefit. We're either covering something that we did or something like that. So lying is a self-centered thing. Yeah.
You always cover yourself. That's good.
Right.
All right. The next word is pride, P-R-I-D-E. And guess what's at the center of pride? The letter I.
That's right.
And once again, it's all about me. I. Mm-hmm. What was that movie we were watching? You know, and they kept saying, I can't remember. It's one of them cartoon movies. Finding Nemo. That's exactly what it was.
a voice from heaven.
Is that the Lord? No, it's just Craig Fields in there cooking breakfast. You got the next word?
Is that you, Lord?
Yeah, really.
Another word, if we look at the letters, is guilt. G-U-I-L-T. The middle letter is I. So when we are living in guilt, we are focusing on ourselves, right, and instead of looking to Jesus.
And the interesting part of that is guilt is based on guile. G-U-I-L-E. And guile is nothing more than deceit and dishonesty.
And the
letter in guilt, huh?
And the middle letter in that is I.
Yeah. And the last word we want you to look at today, ladies and gentlemen, is the word obedience.
Yeah. And the middle letter in obedience is I. So we can turn all those things around and shift over into obedience, right, and that will change.
Right. All those first four were the negative side of I, but in obedience, I's at the center. And if you look at the word in the center, you find die. Look at obedience and then find three letters in there, D-I-E. You cannot walk in obedience unless you die to yourself.
That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that calls for centeredness on Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, any way we cut it this week, we've been talking about being centered on him. That's where peace comes from. That's where our life increases and not decreases. And that's where we find maximum fulfillment, with our life centered on Jesus.
That's right. That's good.
Well, I guess you got anything else, or we'll wrap this
just
up?
Just to end this, we just have just a couple of questions that you can reflect on. For instance, let's think about this. What does God want me to do for him? Another question is, how will this make God feel? If I'm obedient and doing what he's called us to do, how does that make God feel? I was watching a little reel the other day, and it was comparing following what God tells us compared to, like, what did we do when our parents told us? You know, sometimes obedience is not happiness. I love the way this guy said it. He said, we all have this idea that if we obey God, we will be happy every moment. And he said, that's not always the case. You know, if your parents made you do the dishes and you didn't feel like doing the dishes, but you obeyed, obedience is more important than sacrifice. So doing the obedience is what God calls us to. It might not be something we actually want to do, but obedience is what he's called us to do. So how does God feel about our obedience? Is he as pleased with us?
Yeah. How do I serve God in my current position? You know, what can I do to be centered on God?
That's good.
You know, it's easy to figure it out when there's a hurricane. You know, people need help. And so people go, they go serve.
Dr. Casal.
When there's not some major catastrophe.
Right. Dr. Casal took off time. He collected all this money, flew out there and took supplies. I mean,
awesome.
That's amazing. And that's serving God. But what can we do daily too?
Yeah. You had your doctor friends in Monroe that took their helicopter and went over to help rescue people. That's, again, big things. So how does this affect what God wants to do in my life? And what would Jesus do? And lastly, what does God say about this? Those are all things that we need to consider as we look to see whether or not we are centered on Jesus.
Right.
Well, let's pray. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. I pray that you'll strengthen our inner man. I pray, Father, that, Lord, we would remove the obstacles that keep us from being centered on you. And that, Father, we would die to self so that you can live greater in our lives. And we honor you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Let
Thumbs
the
up,
word
everybody.
Change you. Let the word help you be centered. So make sure that you click your like, share, and follow buttons right down here so that you can connect your friends and family to this encouraging word that we like to bring you every morning. We're on here Monday through Friday around 7 o'clock to bring you a word of encouragement, a daily word that you can start and meditate on throughout the day and apply the word to your life. So, and don't forget, if you're on YouTube, Make sure that you subscribe now so you can follow MikeCampbellMinistry.com and see what's happening.
All right. Be sure and join us again Monday for a new topic right here on PM in the AM. Same bad time, same bad channel. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
God bless.